It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Worse. You think it's the creatine?
I didn't think about that. And the beet extract.
Aren't you also like shopping at bulk supplement stores now?
Bulksupplements.com I went to. I gave them a free pop.
Can you just give me an end game for you? It seems like you are trying to get like gigantic, like linebacker sized.
I want to be physically fit. I want to be able to move around and do stuff with my daughter.
It sounds like you're going to be so
strong
big,
as possible,
though, that you might be like muscle bound if you get what you want out of this.
I'd like to experience that.
Muscle bound people are not what I would call fit in the traditional sense. They
put it this way:
like basic stuff.
When I put overalls on, my Steelers overalls, my Big Ed overalls for the Steelers Bills game
anymore.
Everybody made fun of me. I want now the next time that happens,
everyone to gasp. And
everyone
all the
like,
lady,
wow, the ladies
what a transformation. Say, Amanda, what a lucky woman you are.
Exactly. So I know that there's still a very long road to travel on that. What's, are you okay?
Oh no.
What happened?
Alex got sent home from work and told not to come in tomorrow because she's apparently feeling even worse again. Yeah, good.
It spreads. But hey, here's
who says that? Rothstein?
Yes, he does. Here's a positive. The power of this show. Mackie going to D.C. for Penguins and Capitals.
Is he really?
Yep.
So he literally got off the phone with us.
Boss heard
us
shame the Post-Gazette. Now he's in.
Unless he secretly did not really want to go and got bullied into it by us, which would also be funny.
No, he texted me and said, great news, I'm now going to D.C.
Okay. He owes you one, I think.
He owes me a lot. He still owes me dinner for a bet he lost to me that he hasn't paid up on.
What was the bet?
Something Pirates-related that he got in over his skis on. You know how he does that sometimes.
Would you say you've won more of those kinds of bets in your life when you make them with other people or lost them?
I think I win a lot of them. Yeah.
But when you lose, they're bad losses.
Definitely.
Steelers-Cardinals last year, Steelers-Patriots kind of losses.
Yeah.
Like, tough.
NFL.com has the Steelers getting the 5th seed in the playoffs. So losing out of the division to Baltimore, getting the first wild card game, that would set up a first-round matchup with Houston. In Houston. Here's the question I have for you guys, the listeners. We'll get back to calls on a bunch of things. We've talked Najee Harris today. We've talked Mike Tomlin today. And I want to ask you guys about this. Would you sign up for this right now? Would you, if you could, not, we're at a casino. This is a perfect place to ask this question. You're not going to let it ride on one of the toughest second half schedules in the entire NFL. The toughest among AFC playoff caliber
teams.
It's a
brutal schedule.
You get guaranteed the 5th seed, so you're not gambling, going for the AFC North Championship in a home playoff game. You're locked in, and it's as the top wild card spot, so you get the worst division winner. So you avoid Kansas City, you avoid Buffalo, and I guess you'd avoid, not that I'm afraid of Baltimore, but you'd avoid them too.
I would sign up for it. I'm getting Houston unless they crater, and then I'm getting the Colts somehow if they stagger to the finish line at 9-8. I think Houston's going to separate them. They're already 2 games clear. I think they're going to continue to separate
themselves.
I mean,
we did see them go to Indianapolis and lose.
They've looked weird, man. There's been something off about them. Yes, I would sign up for that because the schedule is so hard. That puts you, I think, in a very good position even as a road team to get a win.
Donnie?
I would sign up for that right now. I mean, if you told me today, I know they're 6-2. Like Chris said, it already looks like there's a pretty good chance that they're going to. I think it's like a 90% chance they're going to make the playoffs. But I think also just for my heart health down the stretch, like, oh, I can sit back because no matter what happens here, they're going to be the number 5 seed in the playoffs.
So that's like them probably finishing the season either 4-5 or 5-4.
Yeah.
I think it still gets them to 10 wins.
4-5 gets them to 10.
No, but I'm saying, like, if they are the 5 seed, that means that they're probably 10-7 or 11-6 at the end of the year.
Maybe 11-6 if Baltimore's scorching the rest of the way.
So you don't want to risk doing anything worse than that, is what it's like. If you take this Faustian bargain, if you will, that means you would not have to worry about Cincinnati getting hot or the Jets coming out of nowhere with Aaron Rodgers or the Chargers finishing 5th and you being 6th or 7th and having to play Buffalo in the first round.
You're eliminating some scenarios I would like to eliminate, even though I feel like the Steelers
outweighs,
could play any of those teams.
That outweighs. No, you know what? I think they'll make the playoffs. I'm good with that. Let's...
Yeah, I'd like to set up a matchup I think feels winnable right now because the Texans, the thing that is worst about the Texans plays directly into the thing that the Steelers do best. They don't protect C.J. Stroud. The Steelers get after quarterbacks. How many times did the Jets sack him? 8 times in that game? He went 11 of 30?
But still, I'd rather play, instead of playing Houston, whose offense killed the Steelers' defense last year, I'd rather play a home playoff game as the AFC North champion against Chargers team or a Indianapolis team or something like that. I mean,
I don't think Indy's getting in, though. I think they're...
Okay, but I'd rather have that match, or Denver. I'd rather have that matchup.
There are certain matchups, yes, I would rather have as the AFC North champion, but the idea of you guarantee me the 5 seed, I think, is a nice hedge against how hard the schedule is. And Houston would feel like, in that scenario, a pretty winnable game, personally.
So you guys then think that there's a chance that they actually go like 3-6 in their last 9 games?
I can't
games.
Discount it because I just – Philly's tough. Kansas City's very tough. Twice against Baltimore, twice against Cincy. The Browns games – this feels like a big game against the Commanders.
But even 4-5, like if you go 4-5
– 4-5 gets you to 10-7.
You might not get the 5 seed at 10-7. You might end up being 6.
Yeah. I take my chances. I do think 3-6 is possible. Like, they have to understand that they are playing like the exact inverse. I mean, they've had a tougher schedule than people think because they played 3 teams that currently have winning records right now and are in the playoffs right now to start the season, and they beat them all. This is the kind of discussion that does make me feel bad, even though it would have been asking a lot. It's like asking for the perfect scenario. They absolutely could be 8-0 right now. The 2 teams that beat them, boy, this would be a much easier discussion to just have. And you could feel like you wanted to roll the dice if they were 8-0.
If they're 8-0, then Tomlin is the coach of the year. He'd have to be.
Yes, he would have to be because he also wouldn't have 2 games where his defense let him down. His defense.
Where a guy twisted his ball sack and then came in the next play and...
testicle torsion.
Caught a touchdown pass. Here is our number 2 fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. Are you still smarting from where Malzi ranked you among some of our most intelligent callers?
No, I was pretty happy to finish 2nd. I really was, because Dalton Houston's quite good. If I was going to lose to anybody, it'd be him. I would have been mad if Malzi would have put Johnny the Barber number 1 and I was number 2, but Dalton Houston, I can live with that. I will say, though, you guys brought up Malzi dinged me for getting dumped. That only happened 1 time. I've only been in the sheer number of times I've called your station, and specifically your show, I've only been dumped once. That has to count for something, and it is because.
Oh,
Tom
you said
Brady
you don't have to repeat.
So.
Yeah, you said something we don't have to repeat about Brady. You compared him to a historical figure that no one really ever wants to be compared to. It counts for something, Jeff.
Does it?
It counts for something. That he's only been dumped once.
I mean, Anthony in Oakland's probably called in as many times as Jeff. He's never been dumped.
You didn't ask me to rank Anthony in Oakland.
True. Would you have ranked him ahead of Jeff?
I would have had to consider his firebrand rhetoric. Jeff likes to try to ease into his points. He tries to lull you into a sense of security. Anthony is more like Jack Torrance in The Shining.
Not always. I mean, Jeff will call in sometimes and say, Chris, taking, you know, a sunny day and saying, well, I'll probably die from, like, ultraviolet ray poisoning. Which
That's
is...
true. That is one of Jeff's favorites. I would think that would endear him to you.
Jeff, what do you got for us, buddy?
So I guess we'll get back to the Tomlin thing. I'd like to expand upon Carolyn Clinton's point. God, she is so good. She really is. But, like, along the same lines as what she said, Tomlin still has a lot to show me. Like, she said that it wouldn't be enough for him just to win a playoff game. And I got to say, I kind of have to agree with her. Like, also the whole not backing in thing. Like, I want them to look like a contender the rest of the year. Chris and I had a conversation last week when you were off, Tony, about, you know, how tough the schedule is, and they got Washington, and they got Baltimore coming up and all this stuff. And it's like, well, maybe they don't win those games. Maybe they don't win those games, but, like, let's not get our doors blown off, and let's look like we belong, you know? Like, so I don't want to back in. I want to look like contenders the whole year and then win a playoff game. And then the game that we lose, if we lose a game, let's look like we belong in that conversation too. So he still has a lot to show me. I actually think the person who's the biggest winner so far is Arthur Smith, because now two quarterbacks have already looked good in his offense, and that's two more than anybody looked good in Matt Canada's offense.
I think that's a fabulous point. I don't think Arthur Smith will get a head coaching. Well, he could. I shouldn't rule that out. And then Tomlin would have a branch on his coaching tree for the first time in almost 20 years.
I still wouldn't consider it like a true branch.
I would. He hired him and brought him in, even though he had coached other places.
It's not a guy getting his first head coaching job.
Yeah, but Mike would have rehabilitated his coaching career here.
I still think the coaching tree stuff, at least for me, the spirit of the thing with the coaching trees is you hire guys, and the job they have with you is a promotion from wherever they came from. It's the highest office they have held in a coaching staff, if you will, and they keep working up their way through the ranks.
Here's Dave next. Hello, Dave.
Hi, I wanted to talk about Najee, and
sure.
In particular that Yinzer who called a couple calls ago and said, made it sound like he was the greatest running back ever.
Are you talking about Adrian?
Yes, Adrian almost died recently, Dave, so we have to be respectful of him.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, no, we don't, because Adrian wouldn't be respectful of us in the same situation.
Najee had three 1,000-yard seasons, which in a 17-game season is less than 59 yards a game.
Yep.
Now, he had three mediocre seasons where he hit that plateau, and this season's a contract year, and he played like he played in Alabama. So what's to say if they sign him to another four-year contract, he goes back to the old Najee for the first 3 years and turns it on again in year four?
I don't think no one on this show is arguing that they sign him to a four-year deal, especially because I think the price on him is going up, Dave. So maybe you're arguing with Adrian and not us, but I think right now it looks like they missed the boat on the fifth-year option. That's all.
I would like to sign him to a two-year deal. So worst case, the second of the 2 years, he turns it on again.
So would you sign him to a two-year, $20 million deal today if you could?
I'm not that smart, but I would consider it.
I would not do that.
Because I think that's what it would cost to do something like that. Might even be more.
I would not do that.
Josh Jacobs got 12. He's a little bit better than Najee, but it's also a year later, and the salary cap has gone up.
I will draft a running back next year and thank Najee Harris for his time and feel just fine about it.
What would he need to do to get you to change your mind? Is there anything?
I don't know. Average 200 yards a game down the stretch.
No, but I think even then you would say he's priced himself out and he's going to be so expensive off
Correct.
Of that great
year.
Yeah,
so actually there's really nothing. Once the fifth-year option was declined and this was the year he was coming back, the die was cast, Pony.
In the most janky-ass Levy.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Le'Veon Bell jersey I've ever seen in my life. That thing isn't even close. That you can't even call that a replica jersey, Chris. He's sitting down at the other
side
of the bar.
It looks like a long-sleeve T-shirt.
But it's got the sleeve decals, and it has a Bell number 26.
I don't even think it's trying to be a Le'Veon Bell.
Then what is it?
Like a long sleeve jersey?
Then now he's lighting up a cigarette.
Unless that's like a turtleneck underneath it that he's wearing that's also black.
You showed me an interesting Le'Veon Bell DM before the show today.
It was sent to me in a Steelers group chat, and I was scratching my head. That is for sure.
They'd each their own.
Oh, yeah, it was in context of something else he said, his actions would suggest some hypocrisy, and that's all I can say about it.
2:17, time to get to Tom Friday's for Juicy Steaks.
2:17, what are we doing, time traveling here?
Mountain Time Zone, Juicy Steaks, Meats, and more. 4:17. Malzy, I'm battling this cold. If I don't get a tea...
Do you want me to do these these little...
If I don't get a tea in the next hour and 45 minutes, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
You've already had two. What, is it a life
more.
Or death matter now?
I think so. Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, our guest. We got to ask him about the Commanders because this is a great matchup. And he's obviously tracked them all year and followed the Jaden Daniels story. Steve, as an off-topic question regarding Daniels, I ranked these guys earlier in the show. Best rookie quarterback season of the last 20 years, who would you give that top billing to?
Oh, man, last 20 years, I mean, yep. RG3's up there, Russell Wilson's up there. Justin Herbert, was he that good in 2020?
He has the most touchdown passes, but if you're basing things on just touchdowns to interceptions, you really don't know ball.
No, and I know ball, so I would never do such things. RG3 and Russell Wilson come to mind. What am I missing from recent history?
I put Ben number one from 04.
Oh, yeah, when he was throwing the ball like 12 times a game.
They went 15-1.
I made that same point to him, Steve. I said these guys might not have been able to deal with the physical stuff he had to deal with, but he was being asked to throw the ball very infrequently.
Steve's a little bitter because Ben ended that Patriots all-time winning streak in 04. That's all. That's just
true. True.
Steve,
Pats got him in the playoffs, though.
Yes, they did. One of the coldest days in Heinz Field history.
Steve,
your question, Mulsey?
What has Jaden Daniels done specifically? Like, forget about going 7-2 so far. What about his game has maybe surprised and also impressed you the most thus far?
I'm definitely most impressed by decision-making, accuracy, and then he's got a unique style. I mean, I really think he might be the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL. And you got to hear me right on this. A scramble is a passing play, right? So running on a pass play, not running generally. I think Lamar Jackson's the best running quarterback in the NFL. I think Jaden Daniels might have the best feel for when to take off and when he does, making it a productive play. And some of those games where he was completing 80% of his passes or better, it was almost like, hey, if I'm not going to force a pass, I'm not going to force a throw. If it's not there, I can just go pick up 7. I can go pick up 11. And so he is a dynamic scrambler. His acceleration is outstanding in the pocket. I think it helps break perspective when you're a pass rusher. So that's been, I think, most impressive to me is Daniels taking care of the ball, not forcing the issue. And then because he's not forcing the issue, he'll just take off and run. And there's just not a lot of negative plays in this Washington offense because of how efficient he's been.
Steve, Chuba Hubbard got a contract extension from the lowly Panthers today. In hindsight, should the Steelers have picked up Najee's fifth-year option?
I mean, I think I'm less. I hate the running back stuff less now, I think, because of the cap moving. It, you know, as long as the rest of the cap situation's okay, I don't necessarily think that I would in hindsight. But you know, the Chuba Hubbard deal and some of these other deals, I think, are becoming less hateful, I would say, as the cap expands and teams aren't really up against it the way they're building their teams. So I'm indifferent on Najee. I love the way he's running right now, though.
Same.
So maybe there's a little bit of regret.
Yeah, I'm not really regretting anything, Steve, because they could find somebody in what is a very deep running back class in the middle rounds next year and probably have him do the same
thing. Like, who was the guy you liked, the Iowa player?
I named Iowa, Oklahoma State, either one of the Ohio State backs, if either of them falls. I mean, even
if
you had
a loaded running back class, absolutely. So I think
they're all built like Harris. Most of them, they're all like 6 foot, 6'1", 225.
When did you become an expert on the running backs in the 2025 draft, Malzi?
I don't know. I do my homework for a sports talk show that we perform together.
And what's the guy from Iowa's name again?
Some dude.
Thank you,
Johnson.
Yes, Caleb.
Sure,
Johnson.
We could Johnson Smith. I don't know. Could be anything.
Williams.
Speaking of Williams, what do you expect out of Mike Williams on this roster?
I mean, I am guilty of the always thinking the upside name player, like an Allen Robinson.
Same. We're the same way, Steve. I'm just like that, too.
Oh, my gosh. Like, my guilty pleasure. Give me the guy who used to be good. So, Mike Williams, I think there's potential there. I mean, he was clearly not on the same page as Aaron Rodgers. That sometimes is just – it's just oil and water sometimes. Rodgers wants him to run the red line, and they're not reading the blitz the same way. And Rodgers is very particular. And for whatever reason, it didn't work out. I think Mike Williams can still play a little bit. He can still go up and get it. And if the goal is, hey, you know, catch a couple deep balls from Russ, catch a couple back shoulders, be a red zone threat, I think there's something there. And, you know, you get a compliment to Pickens and Freiermuth in the middle in the run game. I think it's a very good buy low by the Steelers, because the payoff could be really strong.
All right, how about Preston Smith, who we were stunned when that trade happened because it didn't make sense to us that Green Bay would deal a guy that started all 9 games this year. Come to find out, he requested a trade. So he got the Mike Tomlin, we want volunteers, not hostages treatment by the Packers. What are the Steelers getting in him, Steve?
Yeah, it's an interesting move for the Steelers, because obviously with, you know, they're loaded with T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, and then, you know, when Nick Herbig's healthy, you know.
Oh, you love Herbig.
I love Herbig so much. I mean, he's the best pass rusher on the team. How can you not love him? Preston Smith gives you some depth, and I can't help but remember what happened to the Dolphins down the stretch. As they went into the playoffs last year, all of their edge rushers got hurt. They were picking up Melvin Ingram and, like, Justin Houston and, you know, guys that are in year 15 in the NFL, Bruce Irvin, I don't know. They're picking everybody up, you know, off the streets just to go rush the passer against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And I can't help but think this wasn't the reason that the Steelers made the move, but it's the last day you can acquire players. And to sit there and say, hey, we're going to be 4 deep on the edge if we did ever have injury situation or whatever, it's pretty nice edge 4 in Preston Smith, you know, to give you some flexibility there. So he could still play a little bit, and if it's just, hey, go rush the passer 10 to 15 times a game or fill in when needed, you know, it's a pretty good move.
Who's a more dangerous team, assuming each one would get into the AFC playoffs, or which team would be more dangerous to the rest of the AFC if they get in, Steelers or Bengals?
I mean, I think it's the Bengals, just because, I mean, listen, give me a couple more weeks of seeing Russ. I mean, if Russ, he hasn't been a top 5 to 8 quarterback in 4 years, but he does look a little better than he has been the last couple of years. So if he continues to, you know, look a little quicker and makes those downfield throws, maybe it's the Steelers. But right now, Burrow's playing at an MVP level, and the defense has just been that bad. So if the defense can get back on track a little bit in Cincinnati, I think the Bengals are a little scarier, because they got those playmakers, they got Burrow, and they can get out there in a shootout against the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, whoever else they have to face.
He's Steve Palazzolo. He's now with the 33rd team. Listen to his Check the Mic podcast with Scottish-born gentleman Sam Monson. Thank you, Steve.
Whoa.
He's not Scottish. He's Irish.
I know. Actually, what? I didn't know that.
He's Irish?
Did you hear Steve's reaction? That's a big faux pas. What the hell's wrong
with
you?
Why do Irishmen hate Scots?
I mean, I think
you got to learn the British Isles. They all hate each other.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. I actually know this crap.
I didn't know that there was so much animosity there.
Do you know what a unionist is in Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
So you know all that. Like,
Ulstermans?
So they want to be part of, like, Great Britain.
They are part of Great Britain.
Okay, but then there's, like, the Troubles, all that stuff.
Oh, there's big
Irish
Troubles.
Irish Republican Army.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff. Belfast was a war zone in the 70s.
So do we know if Sam Monson is an Ulsterman or an Irishman?
I think he's just an Irishman.
Oh. So then I didn't really screw up.
I don't think he's an Ulsterman, my friend. In fact, here's the worst part for
you. Is that as bad as, like, when people mess up Asian-born people and say...
Irish NFL analyst and the Irish flag? What were you doing?
Is that as bad as when you say that someone that is Japanese is Chinese?
Who says that?
No, but you just make an... You screw up. That's all I'm saying.
Like, I think... it's a different kind of screw-up.
But we're talking about countries that are right next to each other.
I think it would be worse if somebody was from South Korea and you said, oh, are you North Korean? Then the fur is flying.
If we called a Canadian an American, would they be pissed off by that?
Depends on how they feel about America, I think.
Yeah.
Did you know that the official language of the country of Belize in Central America is English?
I did not know that.
English-speaking Central American country, Chaluch. Yeah, what? Yeah, Sam Monson.
Sorry,
Irish,
Sam.
NFL.
Debrief time brought to you by the Steel Mills Saloon in Mount Washington. That means at 4:30 every day, Donnie catches us up on whatever the biggest football story is, in his opinion. Plus, he previews the big Whitfield playoff game that he'll be working Friday night for our sister station, KDK, 100.1 FM and 1050 AM. Don?
10 what?
Man, you're all over the place today.
What did I say?
You said 10:50 a.m. That's not what it is.
What is it again?
10:20.
It's 10:20.
The oldest radio station in the country, and you're a giant nerd who loves history.
Malzy, I need tea. My voice is on fire.
Do you want to leave?
No,
I'll finish the show myself.
I'll be fine. I can do it.
Can you?
Yes.
I'm calling that into question right now with some of these little clerical errors.
You said that the Steelers need to draft the running back, and you had no idea what the guy's name was. And you've got the audacity to call me out right now for getting a...
I just took the screen down. I had all the list in front of me.
Anyways, Donnie, sorry about what's going on here.
Tell me what's happening, Donnie, on the Donnie Football Debrief here on 98.5 The Fan.
The Debrief, November 7, 2024. Before we get to the high school stuff, unfortunately, a sad note in the football world, college football world, I guess, more specifically. And I kind of wonder what this guy's availability would be tonight, because he's in the Thursday night football broadcast booth with Al Michaels. That is Kirk Herbstreit, who becomes the busiest man in America when it hits football season. Everybody has been enthralled by his dog, Ben, that has pretty much joined him at every single broadcast for, what, the last handful of years?
He was a trained service or emotional support dog. I think he, like, got that certification. He'd hang out in the booth and just lay beneath Herbstreit's feet while he was standing. Yeah, he was a fixture.
Yeah, they discovered today that Ben, who they already knew Ben had cancer, it spread through his organs, and they had to put him down. He put that post out there right before you guys left for the casino around 1:20. So that's one that's hitting people, I think, in the feels a good bit, because that dog became a fan favorite to people, and I think you could tell how close Kirk was to Ben over the last few years, especially.
It sucks. We've not had to say goodbye to either of our dogs, and hopefully don't have to for many years, but my mother-in-law had a very old dog that was still, like, frisky enough to have some energy, but was clearly just fading and not in very good shape at all. That sucks, even when the dog's, like, 17 years old.
He brought something up, though, that I have very, very mixed feelings on. Very mixed feelings because of what you just said, in that you get these emotional attachments with animals. They become part of your family. You love them like they're one of your offspring. Like,
correct.
You,
yes.
I think about that sometimes with our dogs. I watch the way my daughter interacts with them and the way she talks to them, and I'm like, this is really going to suck when they're no longer a part of our family because of
Yes, they're dogs. They live
their lifespans.
A fourth or a fifth of the lifetime we live.
Yes. The mixed feelings come in here. Donnie said, I wonder about Herb Street's availability for tonight.
He's got to be on the air.
I mean,
Donnie, I know that sounds crass, and I know he was very close to that dog. It's his job that he's getting paid millions
to do. That's a big spot there. I mean,
the day that my mother-in-law's dog had to be put to sleep, everybody else in the family, everyone worked. Like, I worked.
I mean, Brett Favre went out there and had the game of his life hours after his dad passed away. I mean, he's got to work Thursday night football. We can't have, you know, Andrew Whitworth in the booth or Richard Sherman pulling double duty or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Do we know that he is working?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it.
I know it sounds like crass, but like it would be completely different if it was Kirk Herbstreit, one of his kids, his wife. Obviously, I would not expect him to work. But they knew the dog was sick. Any vet will tell you if your dog is that sick, it's actually a merciful thing to
now,
put them to sleep. Like, it's time. I think you got to
I'll say this.
Job,
like,
though.
I give Herbstreit a pass for not having his A game tonight. I mean, if he's off his
yes,
game.
Yes, but be there. It might also help him, Pony.
I agree.
To be doing a thing that he's used to doing.
But then maybe he starts to think about all his travels with
well,
the dog.
Dog.
The dog is usually right
me.
Next to me.
Yes, I understand that. But I think wouldn't you want to be around, like, your friends, the team on the broadcast crew that probably knew the dog? I'd want to be around familiar people. I wouldn't want to just be wallowing in it tonight.
Do they do one of those things going to break?
Like a montage of Ben the dog
and
pictures?
And then like a picture of him with the date, with the year
like
he
the
was born.
Like the black screen behind him?
And the year he died. And then I think they do.
So let me ask you something. Would it be like too cutesy or
with
whatever?
With like the piano music in the background?
If they just did, and Ben was a good boy.
And then they went to break.
Yeah. Like, if Michaels just...
I don't think so. Here's the reason why I don't think... Well, so Michaels does it, or because I don't think Herbstreit would be able to get through it. I think
that's
he'd
what I
cry.
Mean. If Michaels... See, I don't know if Michaels is a softie like that. I think if you had, like, a Tirico or somebody that can handle any situation, they'd say, and we'll miss him. He was our friend.
I think Al Michaels is a dog lover. I think Michaels...
How do you know that? Michaels isn't a vegetable lover?
Well, yeah. I don't
so
think
you think a more meat potatoes guy would be more of a dog guy?
I think Michaels loves the fact that this dog was around the broadcast.
Can you imagine if Musburger was doing it? He'd say, and you know what? The Vegas over-under was 2.5 months, and that dog lived 10 years. We hit the over. He would say something.
Oh, I bet he had. Well, do you think that, did the dog live long enough that it would have overlapped when Musburger and Herbstreit did games together?
How long ago was that?
How long do Golden Retrievers live?
I think the dog was... So Herbstreit said we were lucky to have had the last 10 years with you.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if they got him as a puppy or if they rescued him when he was already
well,
out
wait a minute.
Puppy.
I think Herbstreit was still... I mean, I think Musburger was still doing games in, like, 2015.
But was
yeah.
Herbstreit taking the dog on the road with him that long? I think that was a more recent development, last couple of years.
But I thought you couldn't teach an old dog new tricks. I mean,
sounds
if you were
like
going to make
did.
Him a service dog, you would have had to train him very
I think
early
they,
on to
well,
do that.
Well, he's not a service dog. I think he's emotional support. I think there's a different level of certification there. Can you imagine my dog, Lance, as an emotional support dog just barking his head off like an idiot and
I
everything?
I just can't. So, like, a 7-year-old dog starts going to classes and
I
gets
don't know.
A certification, Chris?
I think a couple of my buddies who cover college football researched this a little bit. I'd have to go back and read the stories.
They researched it because they were so enamored with Herbstreit's
dog? They
did,
like, a big feature about, like, the story about, like, when it all happened. I don't think they were, like, going to the veterinarian or, like, going to the service training and, like, saying, hey, give me the records.
I mean, Lassie's been off the air for about 50 years. I mean, it's starting to sound like this might have been the most famous dog in America.
The most famous dog in America. More famous than Biden's dogs kept biting people. They had to send them home.
Okay, so
Major.
They're out.
There's got to be a more famous dog than that.
Name one. There's no. That's another thing about American television. There's no more shows about dogs.
Is Air Bud, even though those movies
those
are very
dogs
old,
are so dead.
I'm,
come on,
obviously,
man.
But just the memory of Air Bud. Okay. Muhammad Ali, even after death,
I'm talking about dogs
athletes.
That are alive right now. This dog, well, I guess he's not alive right now, but up until today. Kirk Herbstreit's dog, Ben, to Donnie's point, had captivated America. Donnie said he enthralled Americans.
I don't know of another dog. I can't name another one. What the hell was this supposed to be about? Donnie had two things, and the first one just absolutely got hijacked by us.
Well, the second thing is the big high school football game that he's got going on tomorrow night.
The biggest of the big tomorrow night. TJ and Aliquippa, baby.
I'm just going to say this right off the bat. I'm openly and strongly rooting for Al Equipa.
Well, we know that this show has always been a pro Al Equipa show.
I know. I just, what are we doing
we
at
love
TJ
the quips.
With the blonde hair?
Was that what they did?
They do the blonde hair. They all try to be like Ivan Drago. It's a very good program. Chirpak's got it going.
I like when teams do that for unity. They shave their heads. They dye their hair. I kind of like that stuff. You don't like that?
They just look like the villain in a Disney movie about a hockey team.
They look like the kids in Karate Kid.
They look like a bunch of Oli Matas.
Good. I mean, I'm not going to root for him. I want Al Equipa. No offense to Thomas Jefferson, but I've got a soft spot for the Quips.
I hope Al Equipa mops him.
I don't know. I'm very worried about that.
I am concerned about it, though. I am concerned about it.
I've heard things about that game that have me thinking if there was a line posted on it, I'd probably bet Thomas Jefferson.
Inside information.
Yeah.
Tremendous. I can't. Information wins.
I've literally been sworn to secrecy. I can't say anything more about it.
Well, you've been sworn to secrecy, but I'm also aware of it.
Of the secrecy?
Of the secrecy and of what the information is.
Yeah. Donnie, are you allowed to share the information?
No.
Would you get taken off the assignment if you share the information?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'd have to find out, but I would rather not do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you to do it. But
another tweet about Pony's voice. Wow, Donnie was able to get RFK Jr. during the debrief during election week. What a get by the football guy. Unbelievable. You're getting clobbered for this voice.
I haven't had a tea in 2 hours, and I said if I didn't get a tea.
You need a lozenge, for God's sake.
Malzy, I got an entire pocket full of lozenges.
And you haven't
over
eaten
here.
One yet because I feel like you think that would click and clack on the air.
I do it during breaks.
You sound like you woke up this morning and gargled a broken shot glass.
I told you, the sore throat woke me up. That's happened one other time in my life.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.